part out as a veteran here?
I would say mini camp, when you talk about, you know, duration of practice, yeah, it's the lightest, but I would say the most intense. You know, getting the most done in the shorter period of time that you have. So I say I'm still breathing hard right now from going from the practice to from working out to here.
Do you kind of like that efficiency, like this get in, get hard, get out? Do you like that?
I think, the mentality of it starting fast. You know, really just throwing the first punch. And that's what, you know, I think that mentality is starting fast and being able to be efficient, you know, as much as possible and getting out of there.
Kind of sounds like you've been taking Shane under your wing a little bit. What's that been like? What have you been teaching him?
You know, with Shane, he's like a sponge right now. Him being a rookie, just trying to figure out, you know, where he fits in the defense, how and what position he's going to play. But also learning from Vaughn, you know, two different type of mentalities of rushing. I'm more of a technique guy that's been here for a while and just really teaching them more film work, more of learning, you know, how to read, you know, the tackles. And then Vaughn, both of us working on technique work with him. So he's getting the best of both worlds.
Talking about that intensity, Coach said that some of the younger guys are getting a lot more reps and it's kind of more important for those guys. What have you seen from your unit, the youth of your unit?
You know, like when the younger guys usually come in, they usually have a lot of mistakes, but they're starting to get a lot more reps in and the mistakes aren't there. I mean, the technique stuff is, you know, that's give and take, but the mental reps and the mental things that, you know, you see out of the younger guys, you don't see that. And they're maturing really fast.
How about the young Indian side linebackers like Todd and Steven and Ramin and Corey, how are they doing? How are they progressing?
I think with Todd, it goes back all the way to the season, the end of the season, with him playing a little bit and him taking on that role now. And you're used to seeing him in the huddle now, calling the plays, calling the defense, and being confident. He's gotten that confidence and that swagger that he needs to be that role player for us.
When they drafted Shane Ray in the first round, did you kind of pause and say, what are they trying to say?
No, when they drafted him in the first round, I just knew that, you know, that this is a guy that's coming in here that can really wreak havoc. I mean, that's what I really thought about. I thought about now instead of having two guys, you got three guys, and then you having Wade here too. So my mentality of they're bringing in a third guy because we're going to be that type of pressure team is going to be able to, you know, bring that pressure and make those big plays in key situations with all three of us in the game.
Did Wade ever have formations in Dallas where you have three edge rushers like that out there?
Yeah, he did. Actually, I think it was when it was me, Greg Ellis, and Spencer. He would put all three of us out there, and we would have, you know, just an array of rushes, and we would sometimes just leave that package out there because some teams would try to do the hurry up on us and try to run the ball, but guys knew where they fit and how to stop the run, and they didn't know really who to block. So it worked out really well. Yeah, I think his preparation. I think when you think about you know, him being almost a starter last year and then him getting hurt and just the ups and downs of last season, you know, he's not taking any of that for granted. And he's coming out here and really coming out with a tenacity of, you know what, when you give me that ball, I'm trying to get to the end zone, and that's what we need.
Sylvester's become kind of like the one guy in the middle after moving from a 4-3 to a 3-4. How have you seen his mindset change?
And that goes all the way back to when I first came here. It's that confidence. I mean, he was right behind, you know, Terrence Knighton, and, you know, he didn't get a lot of playing time. And now he's getting that play time. He's getting that confidence of being that guy in the middle that you're going to have to count on. And I can see that confidence, especially in the pass rush. Also, with, you know, Coach teaching him so many things and the whole defensive line, those guys are really coming together as a conglomerate group. Yeah.
What was that like?
It was really fun. You know, I was in there with the AFC guys. It was Antonio Gates, me, and Antonio Brown, Terrell Suggs, and Nick, what's that, center for the Jets?
Yeah,
Nick Mangold. And we just was there having a good time showing our personality and, you know, just stay tuned for what happens. But it's going to be really, really funny.
What's one of the categories?
One of the categories was, what is one thing that a guy names after himself? So what is the first thing you usually think about? No, not your skin. Yeah, your car, yeah. And something else, but we was afraid to say it. But we it was actually one of the answers, so.
So you'll be able to let your kids watch that part.
Yeah, we didn't want the kids to watch it, but the number one answer was, your son. You know, usually guys name, you know, their son after themselves.